are the only God.
In heaven and on earth, there is none like you. There is no one beside you. You are our peace. You are our friend. You are our protector. You are our provider. You are just our all in all. You are the Father of light. In you, we move around. In you, we have had our being. 97 days gone already this year, you remain faithful. The world is full of trouble and tribulation, but in you we have peace. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you for our going out and our coming in. Thank you for going to bed every night and you woke us up every night. Thank you for the grace of always being in your presence and the privilege of calling you our Father. We worship and exalt you. Another hour has come, sweet Holy Spirit. Let Christ alone be glorified. This day is your day. This hour is your hour. Minister to us by your power and by yourself alone in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your name alone be glorified. For all our brethren on their way coming, make way for them. Grant them grace to make haste into your presence, even right on time in the name of Jesus Christ. I bring myself under your influence, sweet Holy Spirit. Not I, O God. Let the excellency be yours, O God. Let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, faithful Father. Grant grace, grant utterance. Let your word come unto us speedily. Speak to us, teach us yourself. Be glorified. Thank you, faithful Father. For in Jesus' most exalted name, we have given thanks. You are welcome to the first Thursday in the month of April. Last Thursday was the last Thursday in the month of March, and today is the first Thursday in the month of April. A round of applause unto our God. Our God indeed is faithful. 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 He is the only God. He is the only one. He is our life. He is our everything. May his name alone be praised in Jesus' name. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 7 to 13. Ephesians 5, 7 to 13. We started the teaching last week and we titled, Walk as Children of Light. So this is the second part, Walk as Children of Light 2. Ephesians chapter 5 from verses 7 through 13. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by light. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Walk as children of light, part 2. Last week we were able to establish the fact that to walk simply is an art of making movement by steps. And we cited the example of Apostle Peter. When God, our Lord Jesus Christ, commanded him to begin to walk, and Peter began to walk upon the water. He began to. So God expects us to make progress even in our Christian walk with him. We also said walk is a pattern of behavior of a believer. Our behavior as believers in words, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. As Paul was encouraging Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. And we also said, walk is having fellowship with God. Habitual fellowship. Close fellowship with God. Constant fellowship. Unbroken and true fellowship, which Enoch enjoyed
Bible was talking about him in Genesis chapter 5 verse 24. That Enoch was in close fellowship. He lived and spent his life in fellowship with God. The Bible recorded, and then he disappeared because God took him. So we know, as children of Most High God, as believers, sons of God, we should not be in fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. As we read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So there is no fellowship, there is no company, there is no fellowship between righteousness and unrighteousness, no communion between light and darkness. So we should not be partakers of their evil. We should not have anything to do with them. So we, as children of God, should come out from among them and be separate. That was the word of the Lord in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not unclean thing, and I will receive you. Verse 18, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 18 says, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. So we are instructed to come out from every works of darkness, that God may be our Father, and we may be His sons and daughters. When you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, therefore, having therefore the promise of His fatherhood, 2 Corinthians 7, 1, having therefore the promise, dear beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So, dear beloved, having the promise that God is our Father, we are His sons and daughters, we are to cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates or defiles our spirit, our soul, and our body, and be completely consecrated to God. Be completely devoted unto Him. Be completely committed unto God. Be in constant and in unbroken fellowship even with Him. You know, Paul was also making mention of those things that contaminate. He called them the work of the Gentiles, the work of darkness, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 through 19. And he began to mention the behavior of the Gentiles. He said, they are vain in their imagination, thinking and doing abominable things. They have darkened understanding, insensitive to moral standards, and hardness of heart, stubborn and rebellious, walking in ignorance, addiction to perversion, and willful blindness. They just decided to close their eyes to the truth. Uncleanness with all greediness. Lovers and inventors of evil, and their life is being controlled by demons. But being called out of darkness into the marvelous light of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are to walk as light. And we're able to establish last week that to walk as light means to be in fellowship with Him. True and unbroken fellowship. As stated in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. That if we walk in the light, as He is the light, we have fellowship one with another. We have unbroken fellowship with Him. A true and unbroken fellowship. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all iniquity. We also establish the fact that our life is dictated by the word of God. Our life is controlled by the light. And the light here is the word of God. Psalm 119, verses 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We also expected to live to please Him. Do those things that is acceptable, even unto Him. Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2 stated that we should also do what? keep company with him and learn his life. Observe him. Meditate upon him and study about him. And there is this word that we said, what will Jesus do in that situation? If Jesus found himself in the situation that I find myself now, what will he do? How will he behave? Then we also said, we should grow in holiness and mature in faith, having sharing of his divine nature, as stated in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. We are now partakers of his divine nature, and we can escape the corruption that is in the world. As we walk in the light, the nature of God will rub on us. The Yoruba adage says, when a soap and leaf come together, very soon the leaf will also turn to stone. So he imparts his nature into us. So we are children of light. You have to become a child of light before you can walk as a child of light. We become children of light. So just as was instructing his disciple in John chapter 12, verse 46. John 12, 46. He says, I am come a light to the world. John 12, 46. I am come a light to the world, that whosoever believeth on me, and that's the word, I've come as a light unto the world, and whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness, shall not remain in darkness, shall not continue to live as a child of darkness. Whosoever abides in me shall not remain in darkness. John 1:12 says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become what? To become the sons of God. As many as received him and believed in him, God gave us the authority to become children of light. He grants unto us the privilege to walk as children of light. He gives us the right to be called children of light, to become children of light. So we are adopted by him into the kingdom of light, and we resemble him. We look like him. We have his spirit in the inside of us, which guides the affairs of our life. So we can be called the children of light by privilege. We are so favored, well favored, for God decides to impart this blessing, the blessing of adoption, of becoming like him. You know, there are times that a family will adopt a child, and that child will be living with that family. But you will still notice that that child will still be behaving like his biological father. He will not behave like the family is living in with. But Jesus Christ has given us the authority. He has given us the privilege. He has given us the right to be like him and to live like him. Ephesians was saying it this way. Ephesians 2 chapter 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he has loved us. Verse 5 says, even when we were dead in sin, when we were walking as children of darkness, what did he do? He has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, we are saved. He made us to live together in fellowship, in union, even with our Lord Jesus Christ. He gave us the life of Christ, so we can live out the life of Christ, so we can become even the children of light. You know, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible was talking about the Gentiles. It said they were cut off from the life of Christ. But we are now connected even to the life of Christ, wherein we can live even like him. So Jesus Christ began to encourage his disciples in verse 36 of John chapter 12. Look at what he said. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye be the children of light. When you have light, believe in the light, and then you'll become children of light. Have faith in the light. Hold on to the light. Rely on the light, that ye may become the sons of light and be filled with light. So, until we believe, we cannot become. Until we agree with him, we believe that he is light and that he has come to make us children of light, then we cannot become children of light. Then when we believe in the light, then we become children of light. Then the light will shine within us and shine through our life. And everyone around us will be blessed because we will begin to radiate the glory of even our God. The Bible says, is a man full of grace and power and truth, and out of his grace will do what? Will receive grace upon grace. From the abundance of the riches of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can receive grace. From the abundance of the blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will become light, so we can continue to shine more and more, even as children of light. So every child is a product of his or her own parents. They partake of the nature of their parents. So as children of God, we are to partake of the nature of God. And that's what? Truth and righteousness. So Jesus Christ expects us to partake of his nature. How? By faith, love, and obedience. By faith, love, and obedience. Faith, we must believe that he is light. Because he said, I have come as light. He is light, and through him, we also can be made light. Love, as we seek to please him, as we seek him, his light rests upon our life, then we can also be light. And as we walk in obedience to him, we will be able to receive everything that the Spirit of God has given unto us. And that's what John chapter 1 verse 12 is saying. He said, he has empowered us to become children of light. As many that believe in him, what will happen? God will empower such an individual to become sons and daughters of light. So as children of light, what does it mean? What are the characters that God expects us as children of light? How do you identify children of light? One, they dare to stand alone. They dare to stand alone. They can stand out anywhere they find themselves. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 14a, God said, Jesus Christ was talking, a city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Just imagine it. That city will stand out. And any location you are standing, you can see the city. Because nothing can cover it. So we dare to stand out. And said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. What does that mean? We develop a strong testimony. Our holy life, our pure conversation or conduct, our faithfulness to his instruction can be seen and known everywhere. He was telling the children, Paul was telling in Philippians chapter 2 verse 15, that ye may be blameless. Philippians 2 verse 15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the Son of God, the children of light, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom ye shine as light in this world. So we dare to stand alone. We stand out to be pure and to be innocent as sons of the Most High God in the corrupt and sinful nature of people in the world that we find ourselves. Our Lord Jesus Christ is a perfect of example of somebody that stood out as light. Even in John chapter 1, when they were talking about him, in John chapter 1, verse 4, the Bible said, in him was life. And the life was what? The light of men. Verse 5 now says, the light shineth in darkness. His light stood out. His light shineth in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. So Christ stood out. that everybody in his time noticed that there is something different about him. The same thing with Daniel and the three evil boys, friend of his. The Bible said in Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, Daniel proposed in his heart not to do what? Not to defile himself. He stood out that he was not going to be polluted by the things happening around him. When you talk about him in Daniel chapter 6, verse 4, the Bible says in Daniel 6, 4, then the president and priests sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion or fault. So they sought for occasion to make Daniel be like one of them. The Bible says they could not find an occasion nor fault for as much as he was faithful. Daniel stood faithful, and neither was there any error or fault found in him. So he stood out. The only fault they found in him, it was said in verse 5, is only about the law of his God. It's only about, the only fault they found against Daniel was about the laws of his God. That if you want to catch him, just stop him from praying. And they could not stop him. The Bible said, he opened the windows. He stood out. He was there to stand alone. He was not ready to compromise even when other people are compromising. He stood alone. To be a child of light is to exhibit the spiritual armor, our spiritual weapon. To be a child of light is to exhibit, to show the attributes of God, which is our spiritual weapon. One, faith, love, and hope. Faith, love, and hope is our spiritual weapon as children of light. Faith, because the Bible says without faith, no man can please God. Without faith, no man can have right standing with God. But 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, for whosoever is born of God, child of God, or children of light, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So, by our faith, we are able to stand. The three evil boys were able to stand and said, well, if God decides not to save us, but we know our God will not leave us alone. So, but if he decides not to save us, we will not bow down, able to worship the idol. So, they had faith in God. Love, the bond of perfection, is an essential condition, even as light in the world. Just like I told us, love your neighbor as yourself. In fact, 1 John 4, 8 says, he that does not love does not know God, for God is love. He that does not know God, does not know God, for God is love. So we are, by the weapon of love, we are enabled to bear all the trials and the difficulties because of our love for him will make us to know that our Redeemer liveth. Job 13:15 says, though he slays me, yet I trust in him because I will maintain my own ways before him. Though he slays me, though there are difficulties, the weapon of love, my love for God, will make me to stand in my integrity, will make me to remain faithful, even unto him, will make me to stay loyal. And people are asking you, why are you still concerned? But because of the weapon of love that we have, we still remain as children of light. The third weapon here is what? Hope. We have hope in him. And what does he do for us? Hope protects us from every sedition going on in the world. Hope protects us from every sedition going on in the world. Because of hope, we are not enticed by the pleasure of the world. Because we have an hope in view. And that's the hope of what? Making heaven. And that hope is a weapon keeping us to say, no, as a child of light, I will not be involved in this. I will not put my hands in this. So, hope makes us brave, even in times of difficulty. It makes us to stand brave and stand out even for Him in the time of difficulties. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the Bible was talking about when the people, from verse 3, when they are saying peace, 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 a sudden destruction will come upon them like the travail of a woman. But say, but because you are children of light, those things will not meet you unawares. But look at verse 8. Verse 8 says, but let us, who are children of the day, let us, who are children of light, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Can you see these three weapons mentioned here? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. Let us, who are of the day, who are children of light, be sober, put on the breastplate of faith, love, and the helmet of salvation. So, as children of light, we have hope in God, we love Him, we obey Him, we keep His commandment, we have faith in Him. And this weapon sustains us even in this crooked and perverse generation. So as children of light, we are watchful and we are sober-minded. As children of light, we are watchful and we are sober-minded. We are at alert. We take caution. We are on guard. We are careful and observant. Spiritual vigilance. We are vigilant spiritually. You know, he was talking about a sudden destruction coming upon them. In verse 4 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the Bible says, and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is like a thief. But he now begins to excuse children of light in verse 5. Look at what 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says. It says, ye are the children of light. Ye, myself, yourself, are the children of light. The children of day. We are not of night. We are not of night, nor of darkness. Verse 6 says, therefore, let us not sleep. What is that sleep? Religious carelessness. Spiritual carelessness. Let us not sleep, as do others, but let us be watchful and be sober. So, we are watchful. We are sober, because we are not asleep. Verse 7 says, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, in the dark. And they that are drunken in the night. Then verse 8 says, but let us, who are of the day, the children of light, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. So we are vigilant. We are aware. So God is saying, or Paul is saying, God is saying to Paul, that the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ will not meet us unawares. Because the Spirit of God will have been cautioning us, will have been instructing us, will have been telling us what to do. So we are at our last spiritually. Then as a child of light, He illuminates us. God illuminates us, gives us light by His Holy Spirit. God brings light unto us, provides light for us by His Holy Spirit. He makes all things clear unto us. Things that are not clear unto others are clear unto us. We are not just moving our life or living our life without being informed. John chapter 16, verse 13. Look at the statement of our Lord Jesus Christ to the apostle. He said, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come? John 16, 13. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come? He will guide you into all truth. He will make all things clear to us. He will reveal all things unto us. So, we are illuminated by the Spirit of God. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. And he will show you things to come. So, we are not unaware. Romans 8:14 says, As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many that follow the guidance and the leading of the Holy Spirit, they are what? They are children of light. So being illuminated, everything being made clear unto us by the Holy Spirit, we are spiritually aware. So this spiritual awareness can then make us to walk as children of light. We know that I am a child of light. You know that you are a child of light. Then, because of this spiritual awareness, that the Lord illuminates us, that the Lord is interested to guide us, is ready to supply the light that we needed, we can then begin to walk as children of light. Paul was telling Philippians chapter 2 verse 2, talking to the brethren there, Philippians chapter 2 verse 12, he said, "Beloved, my beloved, as you always obey, not as in my presence only, beloved, as ye always obey, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." He now told them the condition, verse 13. "For it is God that work in you, both to do what? To will and to do of his good pleasure." So by the help of the Holy Spirit, we can now begin to walk as children of light. So to walk as children of light, what does it mean? One, we are no longer enslaved by the dictates of the flesh. We are no longer enslaved by the dictates of our flesh. Our sinful nature is not the one ruling us. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 says, "Then I say, walk in the Spirit. Allow the Spirit of God to guide you, and ye shall not fulfill the laws of the flesh." Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not do what? Fulfill the laws of the flesh. You are no more responding to the desires of your flesh, but you are now responsive to the control and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit of God directs the affairs of our life. We are no more interested in satisfying the desire of our sinful nature. Romans 8:12 says, "You are no more debtor to the flesh." To do what? To live after the flesh. But the Spirit of Him that raised Christ from death quickens our mortal body, gives unto us the life of Christ, wherein we can live even like Him. Two, as a child of light, we live by our spiritual senses. As children of light, walking as children of light, we live by our spiritual senses, following the prompting of the Holy Spirit, obeying Him, allowing Him to guide us. You know, sometimes things, something will just happen. You just say, "Something just told me not to do it." And eventually you know that it's the Spirit of God that prompted. And you saw that some people, they begin to argue. "Then something told me not to do it, but I did it. And I was involved in something, but God still had mercy upon me." So our spiritual senses are at alert. We can receive as the Spirit of God communicates even unto us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 says, "But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God has prepared for them that love Him." Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither enter into the heart of men the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. But verse 10, excuse us. "But God has revealed them unto us by who? By His Spirit." God has done what? Revealed them unto us. So, our spiritual senses is at alert to see everything that God is revealing unto us. For the Spirit search all things, yea, the deep things of God. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 now says, but the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. He cannot know them, because they are spiritually discerned. He cannot get them. It does not make meaning to them. They are spiritually detected. You can only understand it if you are in the Spirit. So, the Spirit of God, help us, enable us, allow us to discover by those things that God is revealing unto us. So, our spiritual senses are at alert to receive everything that God wants to communicate unto us. Now, just as a perfect example, in John chapter 5, verse 19, John 5, 19, was saying to his disciples, John 5, 19, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but whatsoever he seeth the Father do. For what thing soever he doeth, this also doeth the Father likewise. Verse 20. The Father loved the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. What's Jesus Christ saying? His spiritual eyes are at alert. So, the sense of sight inspires everything that the Father is doing, and he does everything that his Father is doing. And then when Philip was asking him, show us the Father, I would say, so I've been with you all this while, you don't know the Father. So he told them, everything that I do is what the Father is doing. So when he was going and he saw that blind Bartimaeus, God was saying, it's time to heal that person. Bartimaeus said, get up. And he said, okay, man, blind Bartimaeus, receive your sight. That man by the pool of Bethesda that was there before Jesus Christ was born, have you? He saw that the Father wanted that man to get carry his bed. And the man kept on complaining. Just like, so the Father has healed you. Oh yeah, get up. So he said, everything that you see me do is what the Father is doing. So he has no life of himself. His sense of sight are at alert even toward the Spirit of God and what the Father is doing. In verse 20 of that John chapter 5 also, look at it. Verse 30. He said, I can of my own self do nothing. I can of my own self, verse 30 of John chapter 5. John Christ said, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear who? Hear the Father, I judge. And my judgment is true. So, sense of hearing. If we hear the Father speak, and whatever the Father says, do is what he does. Also in John chapter 8, verse 28 and 29. John 8, 28 and 29 was also telling them. He said, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then ye shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me. So he listens to the Father. As the Father has taught me, I speak these things. As the Father has taught me, I speak these things. 29. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him. So, his sense of feeling, he knows that the Father is around. So, our spiritual senses is supposed to be alive as we walk as children of light. So all the senses of our Lord Jesus Christ are alive. He could see. He could hear. He could notice that the Father is always with him and he walks even as the Father wanted him to walk. As children of light, we also walk. We possess a stable character. A stable character. That's why you are walking as children of light. You are possessing a stable character. Steady in purpose, maintaining equilibrium. You are not this today, and tomorrow you are another thing. That is, all phases of life, public life, you are true, you are pure. Private life, you are true, you are pure. Secret life, you are true, you are pure. Paul was saying in that Ephesians chapter 5, he said, for it's a shameful thing to even speak of those things that are done of them in secret. No. For children of light, walking as children of light, their private life, their public life, and their secret life, they are true. They walk in the light. They walk as children of light. Just like I was telling them in John 14 verse 30, hereafter, I will not talk much with you. But that's not where I'm going. John 14, 30. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you. For the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. So that means, in his private life, he's pure, he's holy. In his secret life, he's holy. In his public life, he walks as a light. He said, the prince of this world, that's Satan, darkness, no darkness was seen around his life. So to walk as children of light is to live, to expose, reprove, and convict. To live or to walk as children of light is to live, to expose, to reprove, to convict all forms of darkness. We expose anything called darkness. We reprove, we correct everything called darkness. Our only living, our only life is visible to everyone and help them to adjust their life. We convict, we turn them even unto light. John chapter 3 verse 20, just like I was saying, everyone that is darkness will run away from the light. Is that because what? Light will reveal their evil deeds. So, as light, everyone that walks in darkness should be afraid of getting close to us. You know, in the new place where I work now, we have what is called the time book. So every morning, you sign. And the usual habit for many of them is, when you just come, you just look at the time. If it is 7:02, you just add 1 minute. And you write 7:03. So I say you are considering the other people coming. Abi? You are considering the other people. So when I come, I will do my writing. I'll check the time and do my writing. One of them just said, Pastor, always check your time before you know they can't say you should always check your time before you write. I said, nothing is wrong with my time. So help us check it now. So I check. And they check with their first. It's the same thing. Pastors, time is correct. I won't just say you can't ask pastor to tell lie. So you know everything she was telling me, compromise with us. But that's not where I'm going. One of those days, I just came, and the person that signed before me signed 7:12. So I came 7:42 or something like that. And I wrote 7:42. And a lady just came out. Ah, thank God that I have signed. He said, I don't want to be the one that will spoil the time book. So she could not write because she does not want to write the wrong time. So she's waiting for somebody that will write the correct time before she. She didn't before. I said, why didn't you write? But you have been. I said, no, write your own. I said, but you came before me, just write your own. So I now wrote 7:42. He said, thank God. So that they will not say I'm the one that spoiled the time. So to them, anytime I write, they believe that this man, because I will just come 7:40, 7:40 something, and the person that will just be signing before me will be signing 7:11. I said, you have missed it. I just signed the right time. So they have been grumbling that this man is always spoiling the time book. So everybody see. But what touched me was that you can't tell pastor to tell lies. I said, thank God you know. So our only life, everyone will see it as a conviction. So probably because that person comes to fellowship regularly, she doesn't want to tell lies, she decided to wait so that at least somebody that can stand alone and say, even if everybody is going to criticize me here. Well, when I was in Methodist, it was a confrontation. And I told them, I am going to continue to write. And they said, so I said, leave it. We'll write, just write your name. We'll write time for you. I said, you are not the one committing sin. I said, no. When I come, I write the real time that I've come. So, as light, our life expose, reprove, and convict all works of darkness. As light, we bear the fruit of the Spirit. The light in us produces, with the help of the Holy Spirit, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of all goodness, fruit of all righteousness, fruit of all truth. Ephesians 5:9 says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. The effect and the product of the Holy Spirit, its influence in our life, will produce all goodness. We are devoted to doing what is good. We are committed. No man is good on himself. Even when just I was told as a good man, I said, no, don't call me good. It's only the Father that is good. But because of the influence of the Holy Spirit in our life as children of light, we are devoted to doing what is good. We are committed to it. Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 verse 33. Bible was talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. How God anointed him, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and with power. What did he do? He went about doing good. So he was devoted to doing good. He was committed to doing what is good. Bible said, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, chasing away every form of darkness around his life. For God was with him. Goodness is also the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit was mentioned, and goodness is number 6. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. So the Spirit of God also produces all righteousness in us. We are able to distinguish between good and evil. By our senses, we are able to discern between evil and good, between truth and false. We love to do what is right. That's righteousness. Having right standing with God. Standing straight, upright, in purpose, in thought, and in action. Hebrews 1:9 says, how our Lord Jesus Christ loveth righteousness and hates iniquity. And what happened to him? The Lord God Almighty anointed him with oil of gladness, even above his fellow. He loved righteousness. So, the Spirit of God produced righteousness in us. We do what is right. We love what is right. We are upright in purpose. We are upright in thought. We are upright in action. He also produced all truth. We maintain our integrity. The fruit of the Spirit produces all truth in us. Our yes is our yes, and our no is no. We practice and embrace the truth from the heart. Ephesians 4:15 says, speaking the truth in love may grow up in him in all things. Ephesians 4:15, speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in him in all truth. Also in verse 25 of Ephesians chapter 4, Bible says, wherefore, put thing away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Speaking the truth. When we're young, we're told, tell the truth and let the devil be ashamed. Tell the truth and let the devil be ashamed. In conclusion, living to please the Lord is a fundamental difference between believers, children of light, and unbeliever, children of darkness. For the light within us should produce what is good by the help of the Holy Spirit. what is right and what is true, as he said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9. So the Holy Spirit works in us, produce in us all goodness, all righteousness, and all truth. Through the gospel, it produces in us all goodness, all righteousness, and all truth. We can walk in holiness, humility, and we'll be blameless even in this present generation. As a result of his influence, I mean the influence of the Holy Spirit in our life, men will now see the good work. And that was what Joseph was telling them. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And then they will do what? Glorify your Father in heaven. What a better life can anyone have than to bring glory to God and lead people to the light? Make my life a shining light. Oh Lord, make my life a shining. A shining light. Make my life. Just twice. A shining
light. Shining light. Make my life a shining light. As the Holy Ghost is working in my life. Make my life a shining light. As the
shining light, that no darkness will be able to overpower me. No darkness will be able to overpower you. My light, your light will not be put off. Our light will not be put off. Make my life, O God, a shining light, that this dark world will not absorb my light. Light will always stand out. Let my light shine, O God. The Bible says Jesus Christ shineth in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend him. Darkness could not overpower him. His light was shining. Your light and my light will not go dim. Our light will not go dim. Lord, make my life a shining light. As your Spirit is working in me, bring out the best in me. Make me a standing proof of holiness, righteousness, and truth. Lord, make me a standing proof of holiness, righteousness, and truth. Make me a standard for the world to copy. Make me a standard, Lord. Make me a standard for the world to copy. Make my life a standing proof of holiness, of righteousness, and of truth. Cause me to bear the fruit of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. By the help of the Holy Spirit, cause me, O Lord, to bear the fruit of all goodness, to bear the fruit of all righteousness, to bear the fruit of all truth, to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit of God more and more. I'll be in right standing with God at all times, in all situations. The grace to stand upright and to be straightforward in purpose, in thought, and in my action, to be devoted and to be committed to doing what is good, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstances, that I may stand blameless, harmless, children of light, even in this crooked and perverse generation wherein I live, that I may stand blameless, unreprovable, even in the midst of this perverse and crooked generation wherein I stand as children of light. Pray that all your life, your private life, your public life, and your secret life, you shall be true and you shall be pure. You shall be true and you shall be pure in your public life, in your private life, and in your secret life. You'll be an example of a believer in words, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. It will be true. Your private life will not be different even from your public life. Your secret life will not be different even from your private life. In your secret life, in your public life, in your private life, you shall be true and you shall be pure. Grace to maintain equilibrium. The Lord will grant unto you and unto me. My public life, your private life, your secret life shall glorify His name. Our private life, our public life, our secret life shall bring glory even unto God. No darkness will have way in your life. No symptom of darkness will be found in me. No sin, no lying, no error, no corruption, or all forms of pollution. They will not find an inroad into my life. The power to walk in light, the Lord will grant unto me and unto you continually. The grace to walk continually, to stand out in every situation and every circumstances, even for the Lord. In spite of everything happening around our life, I will stand out.
I will stand out. I will stand out. Grace to stand out. I receive grace to stand out in the name of Jesus. We will be alert. We will be sensitive in the spirit. Give us sense of hearing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit produce righteousness in us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We receive grace to be vigilant. Receive grace not to walk in darkness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Father, we thank you very much, Lord, for the privilege of coming to your presence again to hear your word, to learn at your feet, and to be blessed. It's time to give our tithe and offering, Lord. We ask, O Lord, that this offering and tithe will be acceptable to you in the name of Jesus.